Good morning. This morning, I want to talk about the treasure of the kingdom. Now, I was planning to do this before Stephen Russell preached about the treasure of the kingdom last Sunday. I really appreciated what he had to say about it. And so this morning, I want to look at two of Jesus' parables and a true story from Jesus' ministry. Beginning with the parable of the talents, in Matthew 24, starting in verse 14. Now, a lot of the things I have to say this morning come from a book by Roger Hertzler called Through the Eye of a Needle. Curious, how many of you have read that one? Okay, good number of you. It's an excellent book. I highly recommend it. Very short. Won't take you long to read, and it's worth your time. And he has some very interesting things to say about the parable of the talents, which really opened my eyes and showed me some things I had never realized before. Okay, starting at verse 14. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliveredst unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliveredst unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, here thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put thy money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Okay, so let's look at the symbolism here in this parable. Most of it's pretty easy to figure out. The master is Jesus. The journey is Jesus' ascension, when he left his followers, went into heaven. And then the return of the master is the second coming of Christ and Judgment Day, when we're called to account for what we've done with what Jesus has given us. I think we can all agree on those symbols. And As we know, that's a recurring theme throughout Jesus' parables. The master, the servants, the return of the master. But what about the talents? What's represented by the talents? So Roger Hertzler examines the different things that people say the talents represent. Things like time and our abilities and our money, using the things that we've been given in a profitable way. But he says if you really examine these things, those explanations don't really hold up. Okay, first of all, there's a similar parable in Luke 19, and I'm not going to take the time to read that. In that parable, there are 10 servants. He gives each servant one mina. I think maybe some translations say pound. Each servant is given one pound, one unit of money, and it's very similar to the parable of the talents. But one additional detail in that parable is that it talks about the citizens of the country. And they said, that man shall not reign over us. And so in that case, the servants are believers and the citizens of the country are unbelievers. So whatever's represented by the money in that parable is something that's given only to believers, not unbelievers. Okay, so what about increasing the talents, getting more talents? Well, Jesus warned against accumulating money, so that doesn't really make sense that they represent money. We can't really increase the amount of time we have. We talk about making time by using our time wisely, but everyone gets 24 hours in a day. and lastly, when we stand before God on Judgment Day, we will no longer have our money, our time, our abilities. Roger Hertzler's conclusion is that the talents represent the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God has been given to every believer, and we're supposed to build that kingdom using our time, money, and abilities, but eventually we'll be called to account for how we have built the kingdom. Okay, now I want to look at the story of the rich young ruler. Luke 18, verse 18. And a certain ruler asked him, saying, "Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? None is good save one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother." And he said, "All these have I kept from my youth up." Now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, "Yet lackest thou one thing. Sell all that thou hast and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me." And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. This man wanted to have everything. He wanted to have both his wealth, and he wanted to follow Jesus. And he was sorrowful when he couldn't have both. Now, most people would say that his mistake was loving his money too much. And Hertzler has an interesting take on that. He says, the ruler's mistake was not valuing his money too much, it was valuing the kingdom too little. He didn't appreciate how much the kingdom was worth. And it's really interesting to compare this story with another parable of Jesus. Very short one, just one verse, Matthew 13:44. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which, when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. Now contrast this with the rich ruler, the sorrow of the one and the joy of the other. I suppose most people would have said that rich ruler was a savvy businessman. How else did he get rich? I mean, he could have inherited it. But most people probably looked at him, wow, that guy really knows a good deal when he sees one. But he walked away from the best deal he was ever offered. The man who found the treasure in the field, why did he find it? Surely lots of other people had walked through that field and never saw the same treasure. But he saw it, and he saw, hey, this is something that's worth more than anything else he owns. And so he joyfully sold all that he had so he could buy that field. My main point this morning is that we value the kingdom. We've been given a gift. A gift that's so valuable, Jesus gave his life for it. And it's so easy to get distracted by earthly things. Earthly wealth seems so much more tangible. It is really easy to get distracted. But my challenge to you is that we never forget the value of the kingdom. Let's kneel for prayer. God, I thank you for the gifts you have given us, for the gift of salvation, the gift of the Holy Spirit, and the gift of this body of believers here. I pray that you help us to always remember the value of what we've been given and to really appreciate that. I pray your blessing on the rest of the service today, on Sunday school and on the service. Help us to listen and to remember what we learn. In Jesus' name, amen.